In Floyd Churchill's living room, his wall is covered in framed portraits of his family members. Outside the window is a vacant lot.
And my grandmother, she started from the back and built the kitchen and in the back third bedroom back there. And then she just kept on building until she completed the whole house.
Churchill lives in his childhood home in Gainesville's historic Fifth Avenue neighborhood. His family has lived in that same house since it was built by his grandmother in the 1920s.
This house has so many memories, I can't even begin to put it all together.
Less than 30 feet from his property is a bare plot of land that's roughly 6 acres large. Soon, it might become a 5-story unstructured parking garage for a luxury student apartment complex.
We don't seem to matter anymore.
Churchill is a self-proclaimed people person, and he worries this development means the end of community as he knows it.
I've seen quite a bit of changes, and one thing that I'm really concerned about is that we were family-oriented in this community. Everybody knew everybody and whatnot like that and got along fine. And if my neighbors had, I had.
The land is a chain-link fence away from Churchill, and it's in the process of being purchased by Orlando-based real estate developer Trammell Webb Partners. Peak Campus is a $3.5 billion real estate company that's on the development team for the project.
It seems to me that money rules now. If you got enough money, you can do just about anything you might want to do.
The luxury student housing would build on the same ground that was once the Seminary Lane affordable housing complex.
I've talked to several people in the community over southeast and also northeast, and they loved this side of town before they tore the apartments down. That's where they were.
Torn down due to maintenance issues and an accumulated deficit, former residents were displaced and left anticipating more affordable housing.
This is our whole community. That's our life.
Frankie Scott lived in the Seminary Lane apartments for over 10 years. She stayed until they were demolished in 2009.
It just hurt. You know, even now today when I go by and I just say, we have nothing else. We don't have affordable houses on this side and we don't have no apartments. So we was really forced out.
The Fifth Avenue neighborhood is a historic Black community that was built during the Reconstruction era, meaning much of it dates back over 100 years. Its residents are tied together by more than their proximity. They are united in fighting for the preservation of their community.
I really hate to see so many memories wiped out.
David Theriak is the counsel for the respondent Trammell Webb Partners. In his closing statement on October 2nd, he reiterated the development's compliance with the city's rules.
This is a case, in my opinion, about what the petitioners wished the Land Development Code said instead of what the Land Development Code actually says.
As the case for the development awaits the state administrative judge's final decision, community members continue to call for affordable and equitable housing.
I just hope that they still hold up to the promise, because we still need some affordable homes for us to stay.
When Churchill looks out of his window and when Scott drives past her former home, they see the vacant lot. The neighborhood holds its breath in anticipation of the development, while students foresee something new. Neighbors dread something lost. Natalia Galitsa, WUFT News.